Now it's time for Mondays with the Mayor, a weekly conversation with Ruston Mayor Ronnie Walker. Brought to you by Luke Madden, New York Life Insurance Agent. Listen every Monday for Mondays with the Mayor. Brought to you by Luke Madden, New York Life Insurance Agent.
Consider all the good you do in your life and all those you touch, support, and inspire. New York Life Insurance Company is here to help you continue that good. So give Luke Madden, your local New York Life agent, a call. He can help you keep good going by building a solid financial future for your family so you can protect what matters most to you. You can reach Luke at 318-202-5627, 202-5627, or look for him at newyorklife.com.
Back for another week, and with us, Ruston Mayor Ronnie Walker. Ronnie, got a big city council meeting coming up tonight?
You know, we got a real, first of all, good to have you here today.
Well, good to be sitting in for Joe while he's on vacation.
That's right.
In Vegas.
Oh, wow.
Where you just came back from.
That's right. Came back from a convention out there trying to recruit some businesses and companies to come to Ruston. Had some really good meetings out there, and we'll see what happens. So
is that kind of a job of the administration, you and the people there, to also go out and sell Ruston?
All the time. We're selling every day, guarantee you. No, we do have a city council meeting tonight, and I want to talk a little bit about that because I know some people can't come to the meetings, but just want to kind of tell them what's going on. Rather lengthy agenda tonight, 3 long pages of projects that are starting. So I got some people who we're going to be naming to some boards and commissions, planning and zoning and board of adjustments. Then we've got 9 items that are actually moving Ruston forward related projects, whether it's bike trails or different roads. So those will be also on the agenda. The Cooktown Road turn lane will be bid tonight. It was bid Tuesday. We'll approve it tonight. That work will start real soon on that. And it actually came in the bid under what the engineer thought. So that's
good.
Always good.
That's
always
good
to have
yeah.
that. Exactly. But just a lot of things like that going on. I just would like to invite people to come to the meeting. It's 5:30 in the City Hall, and we'd love to have the citizens of Ruston come to the events.
I know you know you've been in office a little while, and so I know you've started this relationship with all your city councilmen and everything. Does city councilmen like it if citizens call them up and say, hey, I like that bike trail, or hey, I don't? Is that something they should do?
Oh, absolutely. I think the more input we have from our citizens, the better off we are. I love input like that, whether it's good or bad. We need both, because we realize, you know, you're going to have the bad and the good with the bad. So, yes, I would encourage them all to call city council members. And we have someone on our staff that city council members can call and say, hey, garbage didn't get picked up here, or we've got a pothole there. So we've got a good line of communications to get those problems fixed quickly.
Okay, good. Hey, what about, I know you had a lot of things on that list. Was Celebrity Drive one of the things on this list?
Celebrity Drive actually is being redone as we speak. They did part of the curbing last week. Hopefully we'll finish that this week. And then hopefully by the end of June, maybe a little sooner, but let's say the end of June, that should be finished. Then we'll start work on the bike trail and sidewalk that will go from Highway 33 all the way to the service road there by Chili's and Cane's, and then we'll also do it when we start our renovations on Reynolds Drive to 167. We'll add bike lanes and sidewalk there also.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Personal question. You're the mayor, and you're driving down the street, and you had a project you had done. Do you just like smile when you go, look at that, we finished the end of Reynolds Drive and we can go across there now? Does that make you happy?
Absolutely. You know, it's really rewarding to see what's been done, what we're trying to get done. But it also, you know, you also see, oh gosh, there's trash right there. We need to get the crew out there to pick that up. You know, and then you ride across Tech Drive Bridge and you realize, oh my gosh, we got, you know, a huge project that needs to be done here, and it's a state project and we can't get the funding for it, so let's
fight
for that a little bit more too.
Since you mentioned that, let me ask you about that. What's the update on that bridge, by the way, with the hole in it? And so
you know, it was repaired, and we're constantly, I was in Baton Rouge last week, I was there 2 weeks prior to that, constantly working with the administration, Department of Transportation, trying to find a solution for that. The solution is to replace it in 2 or 3 years. We're working to try to shorten that down to about start in the next 12 months, which probably won't happen. We're going to try our best. But along that area also, Tarbutton, the money, the The plans themselves were approved about a month ago by DOTD. The money was pulled from the state budget, the $14 million that we needed to go with what the city's doing, the federal government. We went down, spent a day visiting with the folks that make those decisions. It was put back in the budget last Tuesday. Hopefully will be voted on tomorrow. So we hope that Tar Button will be, you know, I keep saying it's going to be bid next month, and it's next month, and it's next month. We're going to get there. Sooner or later, we're going to get there. But hopefully the budget will be approved tomorrow, and that money will be in there. And hopefully the Tech Bridge will be replaced real soon.
Okay, great. Well, and I want to say that I personally like the new right-hand turn lane there at Captain D's to get onto Reynolds Drive. It doesn't quite look like it's open yet, so I want to let everyone know it is open. And so that just saves a lot of time. Now I have to wait at the light.
It is open. We do have some striping and some more work to do there. But, you know, that's one of those projects that the city of Ruston has almost become famous for. It's one of those where the state says, hey, we need to do this. The city pays for the engineering work. The city pays for the right-of-way. And then the state actually hires the contractor and has the work done. We've had four or five, six of those done within our city, and it really helps us. It helps the state. So anytime DOTD and the city can get together, we try to work together as best we can as partners.
Okay, great. Okay, so one more reminder. What time for the meeting tonight, City Council?
5:30, City Hall, and I'll say it again, like I say every week, Ruston's a great place. Invite your friends, your relatives, anybody you know. Come move to Lincoln Parish and the city of Ruston.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Listen every Monday at 12:20 for Mondays with the Mayor. Brought to you by Luke Madden, New York Life Insurance Agent.